From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Maynard Villers reading Gate of His Enemies by Gilbert Morris, the second book in the Appomattox Saga. Now let's begin with Gate of His Enemies, Part 1, Washington. Chapter 1, Mr. President. Washington was dark as Deborah Steele walked slowly down the street that led to her home. The clock in the belfry of the Congregational Church her father pastored sounded out 9 times, but the voice of the bronze bell seemed muffled by the darkness and the fog that enveloped the city like a thick mantle. Deborah was tired. The news of the fall of Fort Sumter in South Carolina had brought a heaviness to her, as it had to Washington and the North. Some of her fellow abolitionists were celebrating the event, rejoicing that at last a blow could be struck that would set the slaves free. Most felt it would be an easy matter. Send a few of our fine northern troops down and teach the rebels a lesson. Won't take 30 days. Then we'll have a land free from the awful bondage of slavery. Somehow Deborah had sensed that the war would not be like that, and the heaviness had quenched her lively spirit. Though the April night was not cold, the dampness of the air and the thick canopy of fog sent a shudder through her. Finally, she reached the walk that led to her home and paused for a moment, gazing into the darkness, remembering. It wasn't that long ago, only a few nights, that she had come home on a night very much like this one, and a man had moved toward her, out of the shadows, calling her name. Deborah remembered how the sudden appearance of the man had sent a startling fear through her. Washington, since the fall of Sumter, had been filled with crowds drinking and celebrating the beginning of the war.